Welcome to another episode of the Family Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Christian Horstman, and my prayer for you is that the Lord would be pleased to bless this show and use it to provide you as a Christian parent with gospel-centered, grace-driven ideas and encouragement for shepherding your children's hearts and cultivating your family's relationships with Jesus and with each other. Welcome back to this episode of Family Discipleship Podcast. Today, our guest is Amy Roberts from Raising Arrows. For those of you who don't know, Amy began homeschooling 20 years ago when her oldest child was age four. She's a mom of 10 and a devoted follower of Christ and offers practical homemaking and homeschooling advice to other large families and moms through her blog, podcast, and YouTube channel. And I will have all the links for that in the show notes with this episode when we're done. But for now, I just wanted to jump right into our conversation today. This is kind of a unique topic, a little bit different than what we've had on here usually before. And so I think it's a little bit of a newer topic for you to talk about as well. But I'm really excited about it. We're going to talk about the power of monthly family meetings. So, we're going to talk about, the experience you've had with that, how it's helped you stay organized, how it's helped your family grow closer together, and how it's helped you become a more engaged parent. So, welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I am too. So we'll just kind of jump right in, if you don't mind. So tell us a little bit about what inspired you to start having monthly family meetings. Was it something you always did, or, where did that come from?
So probably about 15 years ago, we were doing some new things for Advent. And part of that, I wanted to be able to keep it all straight. And so we all got together at the beginning of Advent as a family, and we went through all of these different ideas that I had. And that was really where it started. And then I got more creative and I put together some worksheet pages for that time for the family meeting. And then it kind of evolved into, well, hey, we're going to do this for December. Why don't we do this for November? And why don't we do this for October when we're doing all these fall things? And pretty soon it was on into September. And it was every month there were these neat things that we wanted to do as a family, but it's really easy to forget. And so I just put together this whole group of worksheets for every single month. I have those free on the blog too, for anybody who wants those. And I just print them off. And at the beginning of the month, that's how we do things. And that's how we got started. It was really more of a Christmas thing because there's so much at Christmas. There's lots of homeschooling ideas and craft ideas and recipes. And if you don't find a way to keep track of them all, you probably won't get to them all. And so it's kind of like a bucket list in a way. And I wanted to keep track of everything. And then the fun thing is I've kept those from past years and we can see what we've done all throughout, those 15 years. It's really fun to look back on.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah. So that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about like I said, this is a little bit of a newer concept for me as well. What is the structure and different components of your family meetings and, how do they work?
Yeah. So I gather everyone in the living room just so everybody will be comfortable. And I have my monthly worksheet there and something to write with and something hard to write on. And we will just, come together usually in the evening when everybody's at home. And I will start out by sharing what's going on for the month, get out my calendar. I keep a Google calendar. And so I have everything written down there and I'll kind of tell everybody, even the little ones like to know what's going on. We're going to have dinner with my sister this day and we're going to, go here this day. And so I'll just kind of lay that all out to begin with, just the calendar of events for the month. And then the next thing I do is sort of just open up the floor and what do you guys want to do this month? And I'll throw out some ideas if they're having trouble coming up with things. I also talk to them about, are there any special foods that you guys want to have? So if there's a holiday that month, say 4th of July, they're going to maybe want to have a certain macaroni salad that we have every year. At least that's what they think. It's every year. You do it once and it's a tradition. So. Right. They may throw things out like that. There may be a dessert they're wanting to have. There may be a place they're wanting to go, a craft they're wanting to do. And then I'll also have some ideas as well, things that I've found on the internet. And I just kind of throw those out and everybody gets a say. I make sure that each of the kids gets to talk, gets to share something. For instance, at Thanksgiving, I will ask them, what's a favorite food that you feel like it wouldn't be Thanksgiving if you didn't have this food? And I will make note of what everyone said and try my best to accommodate them. And so I'm marking all of this stuff down on my worksheet. And I just grabbed my November one here. See, like you can see down here, I wrote down what people liked. And then I had like all
Yeah.
different kinds of activities up at the
Right.
top that they were throwing out that they definitely wanted to do. And then some that were optional or maybe we hadn't tried before. And then what I do is we kind of reminisce. I don't like to have them reminisce beforehand because then it's like they just want to copy everything we did from past years. So we don't do the reminiscing until we've already gotten some ideas. And then sometimes that brings up some other things. They're like, oh yeah, I forgot we did this. Can we do that again? But I don't want to start there because then we'll just end up doing the same things over and over, and it may end up too much for me to do. So, but it's a nice way though to go ahead and bring in those past years, to let them have those memories and talk about the fun things we did the previous year or several years back, and just go back over those. And so it's a really fun time for our family to just sit there and talk. It doesn't take any more than half an hour, if that, maybe more like 15 minutes. And then everybody goes their merry way. And I take the worksheet and I either put it with my homeschool stuff or I put it up on the refrigerator so that I readily see it. I just want to put it someplace where I'm going to see it. It's not going to just get tucked away and I never see it again, and therefore I never do any of the stuff on it. And so I'll put it someplace where I can see it. And then throughout the month, we will try to do some of those things. We'll try to make some of those recipes. I'll bring them in and make sure, like here, I'm making this particular recipe. This was one you really wanted to do. Would you help me out with it? And so I don't know, it's just something that everybody feels connected to. And so it has been such a fantastic way to bring us together as a family.
No, I love that. Like I said, it's a little bit newer concept for me, but I definitely can see how it works and how it would be helpful for that. So do you do your meeting like on the same day every month? Like, is it always the first of the month or like
I
the last day of
wish.
the previous month? Yeah.
I'm not that organized. It sounds like
<It's>...
I'm super organized, but
Yeah.
no, I'm not. No, it is whenever I'm like, oh, it's like toward the beginning of the month. I should do this. And so no, it's really just when I remember. I should probably put a reminder on my phone, but so far I have not done that.
Well, what it works, you get it done, right? So
It does eventually.
right. So you talked about how you like to reminisce, but not beforehand at the beginning, but at the end. Tell us a little bit about why it's important, maybe some fun things that you guys have remembered and done, like how you think that builds up the family relationship a bit more.
Yeah, I do try to take photos of all these crafts and things that we're doing. And so there's a lot of times there's something that the kids, they've seen a picture and they're like, oh, I remember when you did this. One year we did nutcrackers out of toilet paper rolls and they decorated in paper towel rolls and they decorated these things as nutcrackers. And we've done, little crafts like that and recipes that they feel like I said, would not be part of Thanksgiving. If they didn't have that, it just wouldn't be Thanksgiving. It wouldn't be the holiday. And so there's things like that when we're going back and we're reminiscing, we're kind of reliving all of the feel good stuff from those holidays, from those different months. And it really just connects us with these happy memories. I think as a culture, we have really gotten obsessed with all the negative memories that we have. And this builds those happy memories. It reminds our children and ourselves that we have had some really good times. And if anybody starts to kind of go on a negative slant with any of this, I'm like reining them back in. I'm like, hey, only happy memories. Somebody's like, oh, that fell on the floor and it got smashed. It's like, ah, no, we're not going to go there. So we're trying to just relive the happy memories that were part of our family culture.
I love that. I love that. So let's take just a quick break, and then I have a few other questions about how this has like helped you personally as a mom, as a parent, and a few other things as well. So we'll be right back. Is raising children with a vibrant Christian faith one of your biggest concerns as a parent? In today's secular culture, it can feel like an uphill battle to instill strong biblical values in our sons and daughters. You're not alone in this struggle. As Christian parents, we all want our families to thrive and be a light for Christ. But sometimes we need guidance and support to build up that vibrant home life we desire. That's why I'm excited to share with you an incredible online event, the Spring 2024 Vibrant Home Life Summit. This five-day virtual conference features over 30 Christian speakers, pastors, authors, and parents, including Brooke Wayne, Rob Reinow, Sam Sorbo, and others. These voices will encourage, inspire, and equip you with practical biblical wisdom, from nurturing family relationships to raising confident Christian adults to impacting the culture for Jesus. This conference covers it all. It's an amazing opportunity to breathe new life into your family's walk with the Lord. Visit familydiscipleshippodcast.com/vibrant for more details. Together, let's renew a passion for building a home that glorifies God. Welcome back again from our break. We've been talking about monthly family meetings, and Amy's been sharing with us like how they work in her family, and you know, some of the fun things they've remembered and how that works. So I was curious, like from your perspective, like how have these monthly meetings, how have they helped you become like more present and engaged as a parent, as a mom?
Well, I think personally, I can get very easily sidetracked and distracted by my everyday life, you know, just the things that I have to do within a day between the laundry and feeding kids and homeschooling. I tend to sometimes just forget to be a fun mom. And this stuff kind of forces me, it's in my face, it's telling me, hey, why don't you do this? And I try to keep these things pretty simple. I'm not going to put some elaborate thing I know that I can't do on this monthly meeting page. I'm going to try to do things that are, you know, fit with our lifestyle. But what it does is it reminds me, hey, you said you were going to bake these cookies. Take some time out and bake the cookies. And so it's sort of this reminder to me that's forcing me to be fun. And otherwise, I probably would just let the days slide by without being very purposeful and connected and present. And that's something I've really been working toward all these years with all these kids, is to try to be very present in their lives and very connected to them. And so I think for me, that is what this has done. It's right there. It's in my face. It's a bucket list. It's a goal. It's something I can physically see that I need to try to do with my family. And certainly I don't get to everything on the list, but I really try to. And it's just a reminder. It's a big glaring reminder that here are the things that the kids really value and our family values, and try to make those things happen.
Right. Right. And you say, you know, you don't do something elaborate that you know you can't do, but you know, sometimes we, you know, lie to ourselves and like, oh, it has to be something big and elaborate. But, you know, and I'm just thinking from my experience, you know, a lot of the things that, you know, I remember now as an adult, looking back, it's like, you know, a lot of things I do remember are the, you know, smaller things, you know, the things that maybe weren't as significant at the time. And it's like, you know, those were the days that, you know, the best memories were made or whatever.
Yes,
you know, and it doesn't have to be some grand elaborate, you know, 3 week long, you know, vacation somewhere, something like that.
Right.
So, so, you know, sometimes simple is better, you know, and
it is. And often it really is, because as long as mom and dad are calm, I think that's when the memories come out, because it's really difficult to make happy memories when mom and dad are stressed. And so keep the things simple and then just try to do a little bit at a time.
Right. And too, if it is a little bit more on the elaborate side, you know, not to say it can't ever be, but, you know, I think too, sometimes it can lead to then that, you know, particular thing becomes the focus, you know, and the focus should be more on, you know, building the family relationship. And it's easier to do when the activity itself is a little bit more simple, I think. Yes. And then, you know, it kind of forces that to come out a little bit more, a little bit better. So just my two cents. So what are some of the memories and bonds that have been created in your family as a result of these meetings?
Definitely during Advent, the quiet evenings at home where we read through scripture and we have the Jesse tree, we have the ornaments and things like that. So a lot of Advent memories for sure. There are certain trips, certain foods that my kids like, that macaroni salad, they pretty much every year think that that belongs with the 4th of July. And so it's a memory. It's something that the kids look back and say, oh, remember, we always do this. We always have this. Really like little crafts. Every year we have a gingerbread house decorating contest with graham crackers and canned frosting. I'm not making gingerbread. I'm not making frosting. It's, you
Right.
know, the graham crackers and a tub of frosting and sprinkles. And that's it. And they think that is a blast. And again, it's just the simple things. It's not me slaving over gingerbread. I don't even think that would come out very well for me. I've seen people make gingerbread, and it is not a process I want to try. And so
Right.
making those things simpler, and my kids see those things as just part of the fabric of our family, their traditions, and building those strong family traditions are the things that your kids are going to draw from as they get older. You know, everybody wants to be a part of something. Everybody wants to belong. And I think this is a very good way to build that sense of belonging with your family.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. So, if someone's like a little bit newer to this, kind of like me, for a family just starting out, like, you know, and they're like, hey, this is a great idea. And I want to do this too. So, like, what advice or tips would you give them to make the most out of these times?
Well, definitely download the worksheet so that you just have something, you know, with the month. They each have the month on it, so you can't go
Okay.
wrong. And then I always feel like it's best with anything to start slow and simple. And so don't tell yourself, I'm going to do every single month. I'm going to have a family meeting every single month. Don't do that to yourself. Start with a month that has some really great things in it already. Say it's July, or say it's a month where there's a lot of birthdays, or don't start until it is like October or November when you have holidays and such in there. And then build off of those. Try it, see how you like it. Keep the ideas simple. You know, follow the things that I have in my post about family meetings, because I just kind of line it all out. You know, start here, do this, this, this. And walk through those steps and just tell yourself, I'm going to do this once. I'm going to try it for 1 month, see how it goes, and keep all of those activities and foods and all of that very, very simple, and see how it goes for you. Because the more success you have with it, the more likely you're going to do it again. And
Right.
so if you keep it simple, you will probably be more successful.
And then you'll do it again.
Yes.
Like you said, simpler is better most of the time. So
Yes.
yeah. So these worksheets that you've been talking about, so where can we find those? And is that you told me about your holiday homeschool planner. Is that the same thing, or is that something different?
No. So that is another thing that kind of
Okay.
kicked this off for me, is that I
Okay.
added these monthly pages to my holiday homeschool planners. I have a Thanksgiving one and a Christmas one. And they are basically ways to incorporate Thanksgiving and Christmas into your homeschool. And they have a lot of planning pages in them. And so originally, that's what I did. I stuck a November planning page and a December planning page into my holiday homeschool planner. And then I got the brilliant idea that I should be doing this all year long whenever
Right.
possible, because there are so many fun things to do. And so, yes, those are in there, but you can actually get the entire set for free on the blog. It's raisingarrows.net. Let me check real fast. /, and then it's just monthly family meeting with hyphens in between. So
And
monthly
I'll
family meeting.
yeah, and I'll have that at LinkedIn again in
Yes.
the episode description so that it's easier for people to find. So
Absolutely.
I encourage people, our audience, to please go check that out. And I really hope, I've loved this conversation. It's just been a simple conversation again, but it's been
Yeah.
really fun. And I would really like to give this a try myself. And hopefully our listeners will be inspired to do it as well. So is there any like final word of encouragement or inspiration you'd have for our guests before they go? Or our listeners before they go.
One thing I would really keep in mind with anything, not just family meetings, but definitely honor and respect your unique and individual family. You're not going to look like any other family out there, because God did not put your family together like any other family out there. You have the children you have in the order you had them. Your circumstances are what they are. And so if you try to copy what somebody else is doing, and that's why these meeting pages are blank, it's your family. There's no ideas on there whatsoever, because it needs to be unique. unique to you, what you can handle at this particular time in your life. And that's with everything. If you honor and respect the God-given family you have, then you will be so much better off in the long run. You can lean into that. You can quit looking around you, trying to figure out how to be like someone else. And you can just be the family that you were created to be.
Oh, amen. I love that. Thank you so much, Amy. And like I said, really enjoyed this conversation. I hope it's been a blessing to our listeners. And we'll definitely have to have you back again on the show sometime.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. And to our listeners, thank you again for tuning in today. We hope this has been a blessing to you. Be encouraged and give it a try. Go download the free worksheets on Amy's website. And again, I'll have that linked. And until next time, we hope you have a wonderful, blessed day. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to the Family Discipleship Podcast. I truly hope that you've been blessed and encouraged by the things we've covered today. And I'd love to hear your feedback, questions, or even suggestions for a particular guest or topic that you would like to see featured on a future episode. Feel free to email host@familydiscipleshippodcast.net. And don't forget to follow the show on social media and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss new episodes as they're released. I hope you'll be able to join us again next week. But in the meantime, I pray that the Lord will continue to bless your family as you endeavor to shepherd your children's hearts and cultivate your family's relationships with Jesus and with each other.